story time. The time during the week where we talk about what happened during our campaign. Our favorite moments, what we learned about ourselves, and what we learned about each other. Please join us now as we enjoy story time.
Welcome back to another segment of Story Time. This week we are talking about the voyage on the Unending Sea again, and Chris is missing this week. He's not able to be here to talk about it. However, we will have a segment at the end with, of course, part of the Journal of Songjin. But today I am joined by none other than Paladin Caleb. Say hi to the listeners, Paladin Caleb.
Hey everybody, how's it going?
So last time we left off with the Scrags. You guys had fought the Scrags, these women who you came to this rock, and in the middle of this unending sea, you hadn't seen land in a long time, and so you saw this outcropping of rock. Your ship needed to be repaired, so you anchored up. You went on to these large outcropping of rocks to see if there was any food or whatever that maybe you could scrounge, and you found these women, like, in this cavern.
Yeah.
They were
fish people.
Yeah, scaly, not mermaids. They didn't have, like, the bottom of a fish, but they were, you know, they had scales and fins, and they were bluish, and they sent you on a little bit of a quest. They said, we need help. These Scrags, which are underwater trolls, are hunting us and eating us. Please go and kill them. And you, Captain Garzak, and Dordain, your first mate, became kind of under this, a little bit of a spell, I would say, kind of thing.
We were definitely enchanted by the fish ladies.
Yeah, you guys were very adamant about going on this, and we need to save these women. And then Songjin was very suspicious, and so was Zillison, and Cedric was kind of along for the ride. But you guys went after these Scrags. You had to swim down this tunnel. Zillison couldn't come because he's a Carnith, which is a
rock,
a living rock. If he swam down, he would not come back up. So he waited for you guys, and you killed the Scrags. Yep. Scrags are dead. A little bit of a crazy battle. But anyway, so you guys, the tunnel was still going. And so you guys were thinking, like, is there more to this tunnel? Are there more Scrags? We should probably check this out.
Yep.
So you guys keep going into this tunnel, and you found this big cavern. And there were more tunnels, but you couldn't really go down the tunnels. Why was that?
Because there was really water kind of in each of these tunnels. Several of these tunnels had a bunch of water in them. And in the course of getting to this big opening, I think we had actually gone through a tunnel of water, at least at this point, which is why we had to leave Zelos behind. But yeah, all these different tunnels, or several of these tunnels, had large amounts of water in them, and we couldn't actually get through to the bottom of them or to see where they might go, because we can't hold our breath that long.
Yeah, so these tunnels went down, and they were just flooded. They were completely flooded. So you just picked a tunnel, and you were like, okay, I guess we should go down it. And Songjin and Dordain went down one and almost drowned doing it. Like, Songjin, like, rolled a really bad swim check, and he basically came up, he rolled a crit one, and they got tangled up and almost, like, drowned, like, just trying to get through this tunnel. Came back up, they were just gasping for breath. And then Cedric lights his short sword, he puts a light on it, and he travels down. And he didn't come back up.
Nope.
And so the rest of you guys at this point, being under this spell, this charm effect.
Those of us who were under the spell, Garzak in particular, was just like, okay, well, he's not coming back up. We've waited for a few minutes. Let's get back to the ladies.
I think the Scrags are dead. Let's get back to the women. Let's get back to the beautiful women. Songjin sits down. He's like, I'm not leaving until Cedric comes back up, and I will go after him if I need to. We don't know if he's alive or dead, and was very upset with you guys, but clearly, even at this point, more
we
like,
didn't much care.
What is going on with these guys? This is not Captain Garzak. Captain Garzak may be stern, maybe like not a very merciful Verraco, but he is not going to just go, peace out. I don't care if you're dead.
Tends to have a little bit considerable care and loyalty to his members of his crew.
Yeah. So you guys headed back. You met up with Zillison, and you head back to the cave with the women. Meanwhile, Cedric had not died, not drowned. He got out of the tunnel, and he was in open ocean. And I basically I was like, you have a split decision. Do you go up? You see the sun. Like, do you go up or do you go back? And, like, he took too long. So I was like, all right, you can't handle it. You just start needing air and frantically start swimming towards the surface. You break the surface of the water. You see the ships around the corner. he tried to swim back down to swim up and through the tunnel, but that was like near impossible. He couldn't do it. And so he just starts swimming back to the ship. And so he gets back to the ship and he tells Liriel, who is the benefactor.
Yep.
And she's played by Lauren, and they decide to go into the caves to see what exactly is going on with these women. Cause the ship's not heard about these mm-hmm. women yet. You guys got caught up in this and
we were just going to see what was on the land. And then we ran into these fish people and we went down to kill some scrags, and we kind of have gone back to see the ladies now, except for Cedric, who's just shown up in the ocean for no reason.
Yeah. And so Cedric and Liriel go in. A while of a wait, and then Sonjin decides, I'm going to try again. Well, this time he actually makes it. He makes it out. He pops up, and this has been a while since Cedric's made it out. So he pops out. He sees the ship. He just swims right past the ship, and he's like, I'm going into the caves. He starts going in, and then you guys are going to the caves. You've already been there for a while. I just imagine like that Scooby-Doo sequence, you know, the you know, like you guys are just running in all different directions. And so you guys get back to the caves. You tell the women of the sea, the scrags are dead. We have killed them for you. You are safe.
You're free from the menace of the scrags.
And there was much rejoicing.
Yes.
They were very, very happy.
For about 10 minutes.
Yes, they broke out the wine that they had in shells, and they were just giving you wine, and they were giving you little smooches. They were very, very happy with you. And so all of a sudden, there's a back tunnel, and one of the women, they've taken some of the Noggle's demise who were helping mm-hmm. you out, like yep. these men who were part of the other ship, and they start leading these men one by one to the back tunnel and going down the back tunnel, and you're seeing them disappear. Captain Garzek and Dordain are completely under these women's charm spell, and so they're just like, cool, cool. And eventually, Dordain, a hand comes to Dordain and says, come with me. And Dordain walks to the back of the tunnel, and Dordain walks into this little cavern, and what does he see?
Well, Dordain, when he goes back there, he sees, almost right off the bat, he sees the fish people are eating the Noggle's Demise guys that are back there.
They're like, they had sharp claws that protruded now, like retractable claws. Their,
yep.
their teeth were retractable, just razor sharp.
Yep.
And they're just devouring these people. They're dead. They're completely dead.
And then there were these bones of other things that they had eaten, notably scrags. There were scrag bones in this thing. And at this point, like, none of the other characters except for Dordain have seen this, but all of the players at the table were just like, what? Like, we just went to save these women from these crags, and we actually just brought their dinner to them?
Yep.
What?
So they were the ones eating the scrags. The scrags were the prey the whole time. And they were just
so
making
upsetting.
You do their dirty work so that they didn't have to risk themselves getting hurt.
So upsetting.
It was pretty cool seeing your reaction to that. So they like picked these scrag bones clean. And we had talked about this, like the fact that scrags as trolls regenerate.
Yeah.
And so they're like ripping to shred these Noggle's Demise crew members. But we're like, man, like, did they like eat these scrags and kind of like eat part of them, let them regenerate, eat part of them, let them regenerate? Like, how terrible of a death for a scrag, like, that you keep on trying to regenerate as you're slowly being eaten by all these weird, strange women. Like, these,
yep.
We don't have a race name for them, so they're just these weird women of the sea, we've been calling them. But so, yeah, that moment of reveal that you guys had actually killed the scrags who were actually being hunted, not the hunters. So.
Yep.
And so Dordain sees that, and Dordain tries to roll a will save to break out of it. Upon seeing this, fails. Woman of the sea starts eating him, rolls again, breaks out of it, and he starts screaming. At this point, Liriel and Cedric and Sonjin and Zillison are back at the caves with you,
yeah,
Captain Garzek.
Yeah, they've walked into the main room where Captain Garzek is.
Yeah, and Captain Garzek at this point is being dragged to the back.
Yeah, yeah. So he's got and he's got the fish lady that's just pretty much as they come, as Liriel and Cedric come back. Like, he's got this fish lady that's kind of starting to lead him back into the back room. Like, oh, come with me, and you'll see a world of pure imagination thing going on there. But yeah.
And so all of a sudden, Dordain's scream is heard. And that is where everything just gets messed up for these women of the sea.
Yep.
Swords are drawn. Battle is commenced. Initiatives are rolled. You guys get in a big battle, and Captain Garzak eventually breaks out of this charm because he's kind of like confused and like, what's going on? Yep. And eventually, I think you just got bit or something.
Yeah, I think so. Like I mean, the battle, by the time the battle starts, like, Garzak actually kind of gets led quite a ways down the hallway, even though Lyriel tries to stop him from getting dragged back there.
I think that you decided to start going down the tunnel once you broke out to help Dordain, and you got there to...
I was still under the spell and everything and led back there. And then I think finally, like, at some point when I was about halfway back there, I finally got... Yeah, one of his screams broke me out of it, and I had succeeded a will save at that point. And
so, yeah, you break out of your charm spell, and you fight off the woman who's there with you, who's dragging you back to this cave, and Dordain is still screaming.
Yeah.
So,
and
you...
And so I go to Dordain and... down the rest of the hallway and help Dordain fight off the fish women that are attacking him. And we fight them off while Lyriel and Cedric and whoever else was in that room
takes care of
the rest of them that are in the main room. And
they got the two people who were charmed are in the back fighting off three of these women in the sea. The rest of them who are skeptical the whole time or didn't know anything are in the front room trying to fight off the rest of them.
Except, of course, Sanjin. Yeah, Sanjin. He was never in the room because he swam out. He finally eventually swam down the tunnel after.
Did he not get back in time?
I don't think he got back in time for the battle. I'm pretty sure it was just he swam out the hole and then he kind of showed up at the tail end of the battle pretty much in the main room there.
Yeah, so you guys eventually... The battle was fairly quick. It was the like leading up and like being put in this dangerous situation that was like the suspenseful part. You guys were able to completely kill off these creatures that were attacking you and wanted to eat you and were trying to trick you the entire time. And the battle was won. You guys emerged from this cave. No more Noggle's demise. All of those crew members were eaten alive. They were tricked and eaten. It's almost as if they were like wearing red shirts or something.
Something like that.
I don't even like Star Trek. There's a Star Trek joke for you. But so you guys emerge and you're like covered in like, I imagine that their blood is green because that's what I meant. And your own blood. So green, and you were just Christmas colors.
Yeah. It's like Christmas under the sea.
And so you emerge from this cave and basically the captains get together, you, Captain Wobble Whistle of the Sea Chariot, and Captain Tamman Coil. And Captain Tamman Coil is mad because five of his men are dead. He wants to know why. You kind of explain what the situation is. And he's like, I'm going to make sure that none of these women are still alive, these creatures. I don't think he called them women. He just called them like monsters.
Yeah. Yep.
And so he went into the cave with a couple of crew members. And pretty much at that point, that was kind of the end of the night. You had sent the rest of your crew back to the ship, and you're kind of getting on the last boat. It's nighttime, and you see torches coming out of the cave. The members of the Noggle's Demise with Captain Tamman Coil are emerging from the cave now. And you notice Captain Garzak, everyone else has kind of gotten back to the ship. Captain Garzak notices that they're carrying bags with them, like sacks. And so you're like, what's going on here? Like, are they collecting their dead? Mm-hmm. And so you're kind of curious. You just go over. And what exactly happened in this?
Well, initially, pretty much as soon as I go over there and kind of make sure they're all okay, Tamman Coil kind of takes me over the shoulder, kind of starts walking me away. You don't really need to know what's going on over here. Like, it's okay. You can just we'll take care of this, and you can just go back to your ship. And it's like, well, no, and then I don't remember exactly how, but
nobody ever goes, you're right.
Exactly.
Like, that's like, now I need to know more.
Yeah. So Garzak kind of presses through that a little bit, and Tamman Coil eventually tells him, we've got these fish people here. They're not really people. They're just monsters. So we're just gonna take them, and we want to have some extra supplies in case we run out of food. We have this voyage in the unending sea. We don't know how long our supplies are gonna last or what may happen. So we're just gonna use this to restock our food supplies, and so we'll have it.
And you had a very like, I don't know how to deal with this right now. Like, it took you a couple of moments to figure out how Captain Garzek was gonna.
Yeah, ultimately, I think that what I did was just very much what fits best with his personality, because his main thing is he believes that they're going to succeed and go to the end of the world and come back safely. Like he believes that, but he's also not an idiot and he wants to do everything he can to make sure that happens.
He realizes it's going to be a difficult journey.
Exactly,
where some difficult choices may have to be made. Well, probably absolutely have to be made. And he, going into it like that, I think he's more willing to make gray, if not even not so gray choices right off the bat.
Yeah.
And this isn't right off the bat. We're like 70 days into the voyage.
And so he's perfectly willing to make those sorts of choices. And so he just kind of told Tamman Coyle, he's like, yeah, you just go ahead. And I think that Tamman Coyle actually offered to have some of these supplies kept on the wet lash. The wet lash.
Yeah. I think you probably got the feeling that it was kind of he stumbled upon our doing this. Why don't I see if I can offer it and maybe bring him in so that I can, you know, if this comes down to it, I can point the finger at him as well.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't like, I'm going to bring this back to my ship and tell everybody what they're eating.
It was pretty secretive.
It was like, my crew doesn't know won't hurt them.
Yeah. But yeah, and so Garzek kind of picked up on some of that. He didn't think that Lyriel, the benefactor who's primarily on his ship, is really going to be that thrilled about this idea. And also his quartermaster, who's in charge of the food, is probably the least likely person in this entire voyage to be okay with that.
Well, we looked at Chris when this is happening, and he's just sitting there with like a straight face, just shaking his head.
So I told Tamman Coyle, Garzek told Tamman Coyle to just take it all on his ship, and if it comes to the point where we need more supplies, we'll ask him for it, and we just won't ask any questions about what supplies they are that we're getting. And so that seemed like a pretty effective arrangement for Garzek.
It was fun to see. What? Because I didn't know at that point. I was like, I still don't know exactly what Caleb has in mind for who Captain Garzek is.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten a stern, like, sense that he is a stern captain.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to.
He's definitely.
He doesn't want to deal with like goofiness. Like, I want things to run well on my ship. I've seen a merciful side, but it's like not like mercy.
It's not
that
like a softy mushy.
Yeah, it's not mercy that you would like pick up on. You have to kind of think about it, like that it's merciful. Like that was actually kind of merciful. It was harsh, but it was still kind of merciful.
Yeah.
So I didn't know. I was like, I don't know. I don't think he's good, but I don't know how he's going to react to that. And it was cool to see even you, Caleb, go, I didn't expect this. I don't know how I'm going to react to this. And to see you make that hard choice and see the other players who their characters have no idea that this has gone on. And it'll be interesting if this ever comes out. I'm sure there will be a rift between some players. And that's kind of what we're seeing building up here in this campaign is rifts between players kind of getting more tense and more tense, right?
Yeah, even at the end of that episode with the cigar thing, you kind of start starting to build in those sorts of divisions among the crew, and it didn't quite get to the point in that particular situation with a division amongst player characters.
There were some missing cigars. Son-Chen, as a quartermaster, found missing cigars.
Yep.
And then we had a very quick scene in this end of the night where Zillicent was hanging out with his friend Bardor, who is a blue dragonborn on the ship, one of his officers, his security officers, and Bardor pulls out some cigars and is like, hey, let's go smoke these on deck. And it was kind of that like I'm just throwing things out there to see how players react, and he took those cigars and he smoked them, which we talked about all of this.
Yeah.
There was a lot of discussion, and it's like those little action of those couple stolen cigars, like what does that say about Zillicent's power hungriness and Zillicent's respect for the captain?
Because
this is something as security officer, like does he respect the captain or does he more respect the captain because he feels like he needs to be able to have his power. And when he can, when the captain's back is turned, he believes he's in charge.
Yep.
So it was interesting. And that whole eating the meat conversation started a whole like Well, is it cannibalism kind of discussion, which was fun? And we like to theorize about fantasy games.
We had a whole discussion about that later on that week about like just as players, just talking about what constitutes cannibalism in a fantasy world.
Like, and
what?
Everybody was like, okay, clearly this is not a like.
Oh yeah, it's definitely not
a thing that is like obviously. Oh yeah, it's okay. Clearly, it's
definitely at least a gray
area. Yeah, at least. And I wouldn't even say at least. It's clearly just messed up for the first thing. But yeah, it was definitely an interesting night with interesting choices being made. Interesting reveals with the women of the sea who ate the Scrags. Scrags getting eaten and regenerating. Terrible thought. But before we're done and you have to wait for another story time with the Voyage of the Unending Sea, let's hear a little bit from Sonjen's journal.
When we set out, I thought for sure I would have found my purpose by now. I thought my philosophy on life would have been completed. I imagined being rocked by the waves as I thought deeply. I imagined a place of peace and tranquility, and a place where I could be rocked by the waves as I slept. The ideal setting to free oneself from their past and from their future would have been this, so that they could find who they are now. The tide has turned, and the sea now laughs with its waves crashing upon the boat and my once ideal setting. We have faced nothing but pain and anguish while on this sea, and it continues to get worse. Our ship is damaged, our men are damaged, and even worse, our morale is damaged. It is as if Lady Wisdom has left our ship entirely, and now we sail amongst the chaos of the water. There is something mysterious about these waves. These waves sway and move, and as they sway and move, so our morale seems to sway and move with it. Our brains are constantly moving. Sleep is exhausting. Days seem to be growing longer. The horizon seems to be growing farther and farther away, and as if we move closer to it, it simply seems to continue to be out of our grasp. I may have to find a way off of this boat. It is not good for me. I have lost more and more of myself, and I do not like it. My soul is in pieces, and I am not sure that on this boat I can put it back together. The only thing that is keeping me from evil is the solitude found in my quarters. But that is no life to live. That is no way to find oneself. It may be that the next habitable land we find, I simply jump off and remain there. I am not sure. This is me thinking in a state of mind that is not normal. I must find myself before I lose even more of myself. And as the waves constantly churn, so it seems that my fate and my soul churn with it.
Thanks for listening to this week's Storytime. We hope you've enjoyed these moments from our campaigns, stories about our characters, and what they have done within our worlds. We hope that you have enjoyed your time here, and we hope that you come back again next week for another edition of Storytime. Thank you.